Today is Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, at 1:16 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening a meeting of the WBAI Radio Committee, and I am here with Rachel Barr. Say hello, Rachel.
Present. Hello.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Catherine Davis.
Hello.
And Bruce Greif.
Hi.
Okay. Did I miss anyone? Is there anyone else here whose name I didn't call? Okay, great. All right, so everyone is documented. So let me read through the draft agenda, and we'll see how we want to proceed. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, review empowering motion. Three, choose two implementers for the LSB show featuring the officers and directors of 2023. Four, choose someone to handle promotion of that show. Five, choose someone to contact Linda Perry regarding possible dates and times. Six, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. All right. So, any objections to the agenda? All right.
No objections.
All right, so we shall proceed. Number one, choose a pro tem chair. I volunteer to do that. Number two, read the empowering motion. I sent it to those on our ad hoc committee list on Monday night. Let me read that for the benefit of Bruce, who may not be familiar with it. This is the empowering motion that was passed July 13th in 2022 by the LSB. Okay. Whereas the purpose of the LSB program is to report on the work of the board and on issues of concern for the station, be it resolved that monthly on-air LSB reports will have LSB staff members invited to serve as hosts in alphabetical order. Hosting duties shall not affect a staff member's eligibility to report, except that one should not serve as host and guest on the same program. In the event that none of the eligible staff members are available to host, non-LSB staff who had been suggested by committee members as potential backup hosts will be invited in alphabetical order by the implementers. The radio committee shall meet before each scheduled broadcast date to plan the program and to designate two or more persons on a rotating basis who will be responsible for implementation. If, for whatever reason, the plan cannot be implemented, the committee should be promptly informed and consulted on how to deal with the problem. In the absence of a decision by the committee, the implementers will consult with each other to seek a solution. The implementer's primary responsibility is to act in good faith to fulfill the intent of the plan. First report of the year will include presentations of the local board officers and members of the Pacifica National Board. In the remaining months, 1 hour of each report will feature four LSB members who have not already appeared, running alphabetically. If anyone is unavailable at the time of his or her alphabetical rotation, the next person can be called, and the first party can participate in the next regular report. LSB members who are active on committees shall report on their committees during their regular on-air time. The time allotted for reports will be 2 hours, which will include brief updates on the work of the LSB and its committees, the network, the Pacifica Network, the PNB, issues of significance, and announcements of board meetings and events. At least half of the allotted time will be devoted to listener calls. In an effort to provide the greatest outreach to each listener, the committee will explore several formats and scheduling options. The LSB recommends that if its live on-air report is rotated throughout the program schedule, that it be done in such a way that it does not repeatedly affect the same programs. The radio committee shall designate a member to be responsible for coordinating the promotion of the LSB report through the use of a card, websites, the LSB hotline, various listservs, and the WBAI newsletter, and a member to coordinate the scheduling of the show with the appropriate WBAI department head and or the program director. The reconstitution of this ad hoc committee will take place automatically in January of each year. This empowering motion will come before the WBAI local station board for review and possible revision at the LSB meeting held each March, at least. Motion convening a meeting of the WBAI LSB radio committee. The LSB WBAI local station board authorizes a volunteer from this board to convene the first meeting of each year of this ad hoc committee. That ends the motion. So, thoughts, suggestions, revisions, anything?
Sounds Bruce, good to me.
Yeah, it sounds like we've been observing it, and it without any interference from it.
Bruce, so,
sounds good.
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
Rachel said the stack.
Oh, okay. No, you're after Bruce.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yep. All right.
So we're having this meeting today because it's time, I think, for the PD to change the hours, the 2 hours per month of that the LSB will do their report. Is that correct?
Not quite. She only gave us dates up until February. That's one. So
okay.
As of March, we have nothing. But also, because this motion is supposed to come before the LSB for a possible revision or review in March, that's why we're meeting today.
Oh, okay.
Deal with those two things.
Right.
And point of information as well. We're meeting today to vote in favor of this motion or to make amendments on our own and then have it go to the LSB?
Carolyn again, sorry.
Has joined.
What?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, I got knocked off, sorry.
That's okay. I was just asking people for thoughts about the empowering motion. Janet, in response to your question, we can approve it as is, or we can refine it, and then that will be presented to the LSB next week and for their final approval.
Okay.
All right, Bruce, since I'm new to the group, you know, forgive me if the questions are stupid, but I guess from what you said before, we don't have a date for March yet?
Correct. We probably won't have a date for March because it's kind of late to be approaching her for a new date, a batch of dates anyway. So that's all right. We can start off in April.
And we're supposed to pick the next four LSB members in alphabetical order. Do we know who they will be?
Well, the first show of each year is always the officers and directors because the batch of shows that we had overlapped from 2022 to 2023. That created some anomalies. So what we're doing now, the next show that will air will be the first show of the 2023 LSB.
Okay. Yeah,
so it will
feature
those officers and directors.
So there'll be four people?
Four officers, four directors.
Eight
four
people.
Per hour. Four, that's right.
Okay. All right. So do you know who they are?
The officers and directors. The officers of the LSB are Dee Dee.
Go ahead, sorry.
Dee Dee Halleck, Michael Dee Dee White, R. Paul Martin, and who is the secretary? Oh, we have a non-LSB member, Kay Williams. And then the directors are myself, James Sagerton, Sharon Salam, and Jim Dingman.
I'm going to make a suggestion, and it's entirely a suggestion, you know, that we sort of pick a theme for the meeting. And the theme that I would suggest would be like what should we be doing? Just kind of focus the conversation. Otherwise, you know, it ends up being just kind of a report. Different people have different things to say, whatever. I mean, that's a suggestion. I think that might focus the meeting on what we should be doing. Listen, I'm done.
Okay. Anyone else have any thoughts?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that Bruce has a really good idea, and I think that the people who will be on for April, if you will, since it's too late for March, should meet before the date of the April program. I think that it should have a theme, and I think that the people who are on the air for April should be asking the listeners who call in what they would like to see the LSB working on and or doing. Because this is a different subject, but it's really not. We haven't had a report to the listener from the management for 2 months, January and February. And I think the listeners, because I'm in touch with a lot of listeners, they have questions and concerns, and I think that they should be given time to express those to the LSB. I'm done.
Can I speak? I think you have to keep in mind that 1 hour is devoted to the PNB directors, not the LSB, and the other hour is the LSB. I would guess that there will be no way to get these people to meet in advance of the program, because it's hard enough to get them to show up to agree to be on it, and sometimes there are last minute things. Also, I don't see anything in the empowering motion that gives us that the ability to create what the material should be about. The material is up to the LSB members and the PNB members and the listeners. They can call about whatever they want to, and so can the directors and officers speak to the issues that they want to talk about. And that has, to date, been the the idea that the listeners don't have a say-so in questions they want to raise. I think what we don't have is an appropriate back and forth between listeners and speakers for the board.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, for the stacker, then.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah. I mean, I think when I said theme, it really kind of a suggestion. I mean, individual PNB and LSB members are going to talk about what they want to talk about, but I think it would help focus the conversation, and I think you can ask the PNB members what should the PNB be working on, and you can ask the LSB members what should the LSB be working on. For instance, this whole East Palestine bomb train, I think should be a national focus of Pacifica, because there's all kinds of news stories on it, and we need to find what national issues Pacifica should be focusing on and stuff like that. That's it. I'm done. Oh, yeah, one last thing. And I would suggest that we organize some method to collect listener questions from now until the actual meeting happens, and then, we can present them or collate them and figure out which one got the most traffic, because that'd be really useful. Not everybody can dial in at 10 o'clock at night or even, find the meeting and dial in, but there's probably a lot of questions that come up, and we can present them to the PNB and LSB members and say, pick the one you want to talk about, or this one was the top three questions that people asked, yada, yada, yada. I'm done.
Um,
Sorry, I have one other thing, too. I mean, if it's possible, I think it would be really interesting to have it as a Zoom conference that could be simulcast on the radio. And I have a professional Zoom account that I'd be happy to lend to the station. I think it would be much more fruitful, and a lot of people would like to watch the Zoom meetings. I find the Zooms at Pacifica in general more effective than the conference calls or the dial, you know, the dial into the station. But, you know, whatever. That's it.
Can I speak again? The technical people, the two technical people here who have run the board during these things are both Catherine and Sean, and I wonder if they would weigh in with these additional requests for basically changing the entire format of the program.
This is Catherine.
Go ahead,
Sean. Sure.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I don't think it's feasible or reasonable to direct the directors and the officers on what they should speak of, because the time they have is somewhat limited, and each person has a particular focus. It might be a particular committee or a particular issue that they know, based on their participation, what to bring to the table. So I think that would be an imposition. However, I do like the idea of getting listener questions. If we could set up an email or a message line where people could call in, maybe it could be part of the announcement. If you want to give your question, send an email to this place, and we'll try to collate them. I think that's a reasonable thing to try to do, but it, you know, it's an extra job, so somebody's going to have to respond and collate all those things, so somebody would need to volunteer to do that.
I agree with what you just said. It's extra work for someone to field these questions, and something like that has been tried in the past. It didn't generate a whole lot of traffic. Let me be more precise. In the past, when we had people emailing questions, that was during the course of the show for people who couldn't get through on the phones. That did not generate a whole lot of activity. Trying to direct people to, I should say, trying to motivate them to send questions in advance of the show? Well, I don't know, but as you said, that's work for someone. In terms of having the show via Zoom, well, the board members and the directors already make contact via Zoom, and then the audio is broadcast on BAI. Having listeners tap into that, I don't know how that's going to function. If they're going to be able, if you keep them in the waiting room, will they still be able to see anything? Because you don't want a whole bunch of people, you know, getting on the line and then the sound quality deteriorate. So I don't know how that's feasible. In terms of having a theme for people to, you know, address, as Janet and Catherine have already said, that's the time for board members and directors to speak of what's of interest to them. But also, when they're... Hello? But also, when they're, the phone lines are open, the shows are positioned... Janet, you need to mute. I think we're hearing you.
Yeah.
The show is positioned in such a way is that this is the time for listeners to contact board members and share with them what's of interest to them. So if theoretically we could have the host you know, encourage people to call in and ask those who are present specifically what they, the listener, would like those board members to, you know, focus on or needs to be done. I think that could, that's feasible. I think that could be done. But that's my take on the matter.
A point of surprise here, order. Jim Sorgerton just called me. He's having trouble getting in on the line, and he's going to call Carolyn to, I don't know for what purpose, to see if she can join him in. Carolyn, are you there?
Yes, I am, but I don't know what I can do.
I don't either. I wasn't sure how he could help. How one of us can help. Sean, do you know?
Well, that's right. He got off the line, so. There was a call from him, and it just dropped, yes. Uh-huh.
A call from Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, he has to sign up for something in order to do. I mean, he'd be good to have on.
Doesn't he have the code? Did you give him the code?
I gave him the code.
Oh, okay.
He tried the code.
The dial-in number and the code.
Can you call? Do you want to call him, Sean?
Well, I'm chairing the meeting. I don't think
I know. He did me the favor of. If you give me his phone number, I can call him back, I suppose.
But don't put it out on the stream.
That what?
Don't put his number out on the stream. Maybe it can be texted to you. But
No, I'll call another line.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can email you his phone number.
Okay.
So it won't go out on the recording.
Okay.
Because we don't want that.
Good thing It's a good thing you know my email. Otherwise, I'd have to put that on here.
Hold on, let me just.
Do you know how to do conference call if you have a cell phone? This is just an anonymous person with a helpful tip that if you call his number and merge him in with your thing, then it's a conference call?
I don't know. I guess so. Hold on. This may be
him. No, the phone's ringing. Maybe that's him.
Hello?
Anyway, can you put me on the stack while we're waiting for him to possibly connect, please?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. So I think that what you just finished saying, Sean, is very good in terms of all the technical aspects. I would volunteer, if we all agree and it doesn't violate the motion of that Sean just read. I'll be happy to receive emails from listeners if this is included in the PSA for the next LSB report. To receive those emails from listeners and to put them in some kind of order so that the topics are together, and email them to those people who will be on the report for April. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, okay. So you already have.
Can I say something? Is there a critique line open here? Stack?
Yeah, good.
I am, the idea of bringing to the board wishes for what should be broadcast to me is not part of what this is about. This is about governance. It is not about programming. Neither the LSB nor that's a call for the report to the listener. From the management. That really is not their bailiwick. It's not the bailiwick of the LSB, and even though there are some times that, the national board votes that they're supporting the train station in East Palestine, they really do not have control over doing anything about it in terms of programming. And it would be, particularly at this time, in the poor, sad, current life of Pacifica, where it is considering selling its own assets, to divert from the mission, questions of mission at Pacifica, and what is going on there, and how do we help? How can listeners help, or whatever they want to do? They may not want to help at all. But that is really what we're discussing. What is the board doing? We don't know. They're supposed to tell us. That's why it's another shift of how can I say it? Focus and the whole point of this statement that we're reviewing here is kind of it throws the ball in their court, which is really why we have it at all. It's a report to us about what they do, not what we want to hear in our political, heart. It's not irrelevant to this program.
I agree with Janet.
I have a question.
Hold on. I agree with Janet.
Go ahead.
My interpretation of what Bruce was suggesting, though, not specifically asking what programs should be put on the air, because, yeah, that's outside of the bailiwick of the LSB and the directors. But what I was, the way I interpreted his suggestion was that listeners would be asking, board members and directors would be asking listeners what they should be working on in terms of governance, not in terms of programming.
Right.
That's the way
I
interpreted it.
Carol, on the track, please.
And I think that's in keeping, with the empowering motion and the responsibilities of the LSB.
In other words, toss the ball to the members to give us more information about what they are doing in this matter as board members.
Carolyn, on the track, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I heard Rachel and then Carolyn. Go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah. Thanks. I just wanted to clarify that. What I meant by listeners emailing questions and then I would compile them didn't have to do with programming per se, which is another conversation, but it seems like it's a good way for the listeners to be heard who will not be able to, turn on the radio at whatever time and day, it turns out to be, because there are so many times when, programs like this, like whether it's report to listener from management or the LSB, that listeners are not available, and they can listen to it via the archives. However, I think it's a really good idea that we, in the PSA solicit, let listeners know that they can email questions, because perhaps that way, if they're given to the LSB prior to the program, they can already answer those questions so that it's more democratic. I'm done.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I think the question is good. As Janet points out, maybe the root is not correct, but somewhere the board might put out a statement, either on air several times if they have any questions for the board members. They should submit them to and put out one email address where these questions should go, and then ask whoever is going to be on the program next week to take these questions and answer as many of them as they can. Because I know a lot of people, sometimes LSB members on the call don't quite know what to say about something or other. So this would give them an opportunity to actually answer a real question from a real listener. But I think putting it out somehow to the listeners, I'm not sure how we could do that, get it out to them before the next meeting.
I can answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rachel. I can answer to that. So there's a communications policy in the bylaws. And I've been on the board a year and 3 months now, and one of the first things I did in the second or third LSB meeting that was held was to raise the motion of actually following that communications policy, which ensures that the listeners, whether they're members or not, have an opportunity using an email address to communicate with the LSB members, and then in kind, the LSB members can respond to that query by the listener. And someone sent an email to the chair of the LSB to remind that person that this communications policy, which is in fact not being enforced, is not only against the bylaws if it's not being practiced, but It cuts down on the actual democracy of listeners, whether they're members or not, you know, having a part in Pacifica LSB, BAI. So, I think that, there must be an email established, to which, listeners can email the LSB, whether it's for a report or not, you know, just on a day to day, to just ask a question and hopefully get an answer. So that's all I have to say in response to, you know, Carolyn, I agree with you. The fact of the matter is that the communications policy is not being followed to its fullest extent. I'm done.
I've been asking for some sort of connection to the LSP for years. Who knew there was a policy that was a thing? Let's definitely, let's enforce the policy.
Read the bylaws. Read the bylaws. They're online.
Why bother if nobody else cares? But thank you so much.
For all the moms, like the 7 to 9 p.m. time slot that you guys do the report to the list or whatever the LSB show, I think is when that is. So for all the moms that are doing and dads that are doing homework time and bath time and everything, I think Rachel's idea is super. Muting.
The what? Couldn't hear the last word.
I think Rachel's idea is super. For all the people who can't make that time slot to listen live, which is, I think, 7 to 9 p.m.
Who's talking about?
Oh, this is just anonymous. Hi, everybody. You're all doing great. I love your idea. I love your motion.
Thank you for your input.
This is Catherine.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the floor here. Okay. Janet, check your email. I sent you Sagatin's phone number. That's one. Two, slight correction. It's not in the bylaws. It's a resolution that the PNB passed on these communication matters. So let's get things clear what we're talking about. It's a resolution. It's a policy. It's a resolution. It's not in the bylaws. So there's no thing in the bylaws. It's not in the bylaws. It's a policy. It's a resolution that was recently passed. And when I say recently, like in 2021, 2022, somewhere in that area.
Right.
Okay. Excuse me, Sean. What am I supposed to tell James?
Give him the dial-in number and the access code that you used to get into the meeting.
Carolyn already had him sort of on and get kicked off, right?
Oh.
I don't know. All right, I'll try calling
her
him and see if this works. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. So it seems what I'm hearing is that this is something that can be facilitated without rewriting the empowering motion. All of this stuff can be implemented via the facilitators, by the implementers, the two implementers, and the host, whoever hosts, this upcoming show. And we can certainly try, coming up with an email address, one that's centralized. And I like Rachel's idea that she's willing, volunteering to collect the questions and then submit them to the directors and LSB members before the show and say, here are some questions that have come in. If you feel free or if you feel capable of responding to them, you can do so during the course of your report. I don't think that's unreasonable. Okay. But what I'm hearing, though, in terms of the motion, the empowering motion itself, is that folks are in favor of it. There aren't any revisions or any changes to make. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Unless this issue requires a change, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
It doesn't require a change.
Fine.
All of this can be done through the use
That's
of
fine.
The implementers and the host, whoever the host is. You know, the implementers can instruct the host, you know, to solicit listeners, solicit callers, will ask those participating, you know, what areas they should focus on. And in the announcement that goes out, solicit people to submit their questions in advance to this email address that we can come up with. So we don't need to, you know, rewrite the empowering motion for him. All of this is easily implementable through the implementers and the host. All right, so now that we've got that settled,
you're breaking up.
James, are you on?
I'm on, thank you.
Great, okay, James, I just called on the phone. Okay.
Amazing, because I was not able to call you at all. It said no access code.
We'll sort it out later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, glad you were able to get on. All right, so we just went through the empowering motion. No changes to that. And we came up with an idea on how to get to solicit questions from listeners in advance of the show. They'll write to an email address that will be given out in the announcement that goes out. Rachel volunteered to call those questions and then give them to the participants in the first show, the officers and directors, and say, here are the questions that came in. If you feel capable of answering them during your report, have at it. My words, that's not her words, my words. That's it. So we were getting ready to choose two implementers for that show that would be the office and director.
I volunteer.
Three. Who's that?
I volunteered.
Rachel, is that you?
No, Janet. I changed my voice.
You didn't sound
I
like
I disguised my voice.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll volunteer to be that with you. Okay. Let's see. Choose someone to handle promotion of the first show. I volunteer to do that. Choose someone to contact Linda Perry regarding possible dates and times. Catherine
volunteers for that. Yeah, I'll volunteer for that. And I'll also contact Chris to see if he can provide us with an email and, you know, password so that whoever is implementing can respond so that Rachel can get into the email.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And let's see. Six. While you're on the topic there of contacting Linda, make sure it's clear that we're looking for dates from April and on. So if she wants to give us another four or five dates, it could be the same Tuesdays or another date, not weekends. And 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's fine. I didn't see any issues with that this last go-round. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So last item, number six, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. I volunteer to do that. I will bring this motion before the LSB at the next meeting, which is next week, Wednesday, the 8th. Once they sign off on it, I will share that information with those on the call and convene a meeting to start planning that first show that we have, whenever that is, in April or May or whenever. Okay?
I have a quick question. I'm happily volunteering to take care of the email, but as I said before, the email address, there's no reason why the email address that they use to communicate to the first, you know, people in April cannot be used, like, all the time, so that there's regular communication via online from and to the LSB and the listeners.
That's true. And
okay. Thank you.
Question, Carolyn here. Sorry.
Yes, Carolyn.
I'm a little bit confused about this email address. Who is it going to go to, and who is going to contact all the members of the OSB? That there is an email message.
Chris is going to come up with the email address.
Uh-huh.
And the password.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bruce Rachel is going to do it, or did you want it to be a station email? This is Kathy.
It should be a station email.
Yeah, that's
what
I
mean.
It should be an official email.
Yeah, not and then how will it get to every single email board member? Will they be
Rachel
just told to check in once in a while, or should this email have the one email address that goes to only the board members, which I would suggest?
Even if it goes to all board members,
Bruce, back.
Anonymous? With a request?
Say that again?
Wouldn't it be possible to just give all the board members...
Whatever Catherine's going to say, I'm sure it's going to be...
Bruce,
no crosstalk, please. It's hard to hear.
Crosstalk.
Catherine, you were trying to say something?
Well, just give each board, legitimate board member, the passcode. And they could all get into it.
Exactly. That might not work, Carolyn, here. That's the difference between push and pull. If you have to depend on board members to look for it, they're not going to find it very often. I would suggest something else, and I don't know what.
All right.
Bruce, you going to say something?
I'm going to suggest, this email is really an RTL function, and I'm going to suggest that it be a report to the listener question kind of email that we manage, and we can share the password to all the members of the committee so people can look and see what the questions are. But the board members get so much email and so many reports and the rest of it, they're not going to be able to keep track of it, nor should we be asking them. What we want to do as a RTL committee is figure out, what are the issues that are important to the listeners, and you can call them and then say these are the questions that the listeners have. So, and I want to send just a message to Catherine. I was on the LOFT committee meeting with Rachel, and I would say it was mixed. One of the things that came up was how can the LOFT committee or whoever support the producers in terms of increasing their buddy numbers. So if Catherine wants to work on that, I basically said that I would try and go and do that. I think that the LOFT committee or any of this committee or anybody can try to help producers, get their buddy numbers up, because they've got already enough to do with the show. So I think Sean has my email address. If you want to ask him for it, just shoot me an email. That's it.
Okay.
Getting back to the work of this committee, I agree with Bruce's suggestion that this is primarily a function of the radio committee in preparation for the shows. Yes, we can look at it amongst ourselves, and then Rachel is the one who will take all the questions and, combine, put them together and submit them for those who are, scheduled for each show and say, here, these are the questions that have come in. Take a crack at answering these questions.
Yes. Catherine, from the staff?
Well, let me just finish here. I agree with Bruce's analysis that board members are inundated as it is with trying to keep track of emails and logging ins and what have you. So it'll be easier for us, meaning the radio community, to have that information and then disseminate it accordingly.
Point of information. Will there be time, in the time that it takes to put out the email and the notification to the listeners, that'll play quite a number of times in the days leading up to the program, but mm-hmm. will that be enough to distribute to the board members who are going to be on the program, some of whom don't even agree to be on the program till earlier that day? No, that's kind of a serious concern.
No, I'm not laughing at you. It's a good point.
All this is great, but will it move the idea forward of getting information to and from the listeners to the board members?
Well, here's the way I'm envisioning this. The announcements go out at least a week in advance of the air date.
Uh-huh.
The announcement will include the email address.
Uh-huh.
Questions will come into the email address. Rachel can see that. And then at a certain point of a cutoff date, at least the day before, disseminate it to the board
members
so that they can, they can formulate their answers and questions and get their reports together. Because to do it hours before, no, that's just untenable.
Right.
No one's going to do anything with that. That's
good.
But I think the cutoff time is the day before the air date.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, question.
So, I'm not crazy.
No, not crazy.
I've been trying to get on the staff.
I was just
going to suggest that as the questions come in and are sent out, they just be sent to all the board members. They may not be on the show for another month, but there might be a question there that they want to address. And we don't have to be so concerned about who's going to be on what show. So they'll all get a sense of what the listeners are asking about at the same time as the questions are sent out. And it will be less stress on Rachel to figure out who's going to be on when.
Right. Well, I thought that they were getting too much mail, but I guess that's not hard.
Well, it would mean that they wouldn't have to necessarily check in on the specific email, but they would know, I'm going to be on next month. Let me check the email that gives me all the questions that people have been asking about. So it'll give them that option. So that even if somebody does answer it, somebody might have a different answer. And it just lets them all know that they have access to what the listeners are talking about. And they can address it however they choose whenever they're on.
Good.
Bruce, for the fact.
That sounds smart.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I've got a suggestion. We have an event section on the website, and it would be easy enough to put in the event for the RTL, and then underneath, here's the list of the questions that came in, and it'd be a live document and get updated once a week. And, here's the top five questions that came in, and that gets updated once every week or 2 weeks, and then everybody can see it. And you don't have to worry about it. So if the PM and the LSB directors want to know what questions the listeners are asking, just go to events, find the report to the listener event, and then look under there. And it would save everybody a lot of emailing and emails.
I love that. Just saying. Muting.
This is James. Requesting the stack again.
Hello.
Go ahead, James. Go ahead, James.
Thank you. I like Catherine's idea that everybody can see the questions and eliminating the need for anyone to screen or otherwise agglomerate the questions. Let's just have everybody able to see all the questions, and I think that would be the best.
Yeah, in general.
Rachel,
anyway,
Rachel for the stack. Now I'm totally confused because I thought the idea of me doing this was to cut down on the email for that the LSB members get. So now I'm totally confused. Can someone please clarify why these changes are being suggested? Please.
What if Rachel... This is Catherine. I think the question arose because people don't necessarily consent to being on any individual show until the last minute. So I thought it would be easier to just on a regular basis make the questions available, and then the LSB, they can see the questions and apply them as they come onto the show, so that it wouldn't be a new batch for an individual show, but each new batch of questions would be available to all the members. So you wouldn't have to find out at the last minute that, oh, instead of this person, it's that person, or somebody didn't consent, or somebody, you know, so it spreads out the time frame within which the LSB can become aware of people's questions. So you would send it to all of them. And it may be that nobody will look at it unless they're preparing to be on the LSB, but at least it's there for them ahead of time.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. I understand.
Am I making it clear?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, so it sounds like we've concluded our business. So, at 2:09 p.m., we are officially adjourned. Thank you all for your time.
Thanks, Sean.
It was hard to hear.
Thank you.